the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Ryan Phelps. Great athletes have a way of attracting attention everywhere they go. As one of the fastest hurdlers in the state, Elizabeth Tuttle quickly built her own fandom. My colleague from NSPN, Mike Peden, has more.
Elizabeth Tuttle is one of Minnesota's golden idols. Over the years, the St. Paul Academy standout blazed a speedy reputation on the track.
I've known my entire life Elizabeth's always fast. We've always done like PE together, stuff, so I've always, even before I was on teams with Elizabeth, really respected her athletic ability.
Track especially gives space for people like us, people who go to smaller schools, to really shine athletically and just show their stuff.
Tuttle started her show at age 8, and she accelerated even further when she got to high school. Her signature event is the hurdles, winning her first state title in the Class A 300-meter race as a sophomore.
My coach and I have spent a lot of time working on the first few hurdles and seeing that translate to kind of the end of the race. Being able to keep my top speed up has been really rewarding, just to see that all pay off.
In her junior year, Tuttle overcame a stress fracture in her back to sweep the Class A state hurdle races.
That year taught me to not take time on the track for granted, and so this year I'm fortunate enough to compete with not very much pain, so I'm just excited to be able to put down some good times and have some fun with people.
That's putting it lightly. Tuttle's senior year already includes two personal bests in the 100-meter hurdles. At the IMAC Conference Championships, she ran the third fastest time in state history, completing the race in 13.92 seconds.
Thinking that once I was one of the freshmen running like 16 seconds, to see that now I'm running sub-14 in the 100 hurdles is definitely something that I will always cherish and look back on fondly.
Tuttle's teammates look fondly every time she gets off the starting block.
One of my favorite things is when I'm on the infield and I'm warming up for my races and I see people watch Elizabeth run and just be like absolutely shocked at how fast she is. It makes me like really proud to get to be her friend.
There might be more surprised looks at Yale University, Tuttle's next stop in her track and field expedition.
I'm super, super excited just because it's such a vibrant academic community. It's very diverse, but also I'm fortunate enough to be able to compete in the sport that I love.
Amidst the blitz of speed and quickness, Tuttle's strongest skill is creating a culture of appreciation for everyone in her lane.
Thanks, Mike. Section finals for track and field are going on this week. Their state tournament starts 1 week from today, running June 4th through the 6th at St. Michael Albertville High School. You can stream all that coverage on NSPN.tv.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio. Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area. And give Shannon or Nick a call today for free estimates for the upcoming concrete season.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
Ed and Tom were brothers with different dreams. Ed wanted to get an education, so he went off to school. Tom's goal was to run a business. He used his savings to buy a factory that made chairs. Tom was soon satisfied, but not Ed. School had given Ed big ambitions. At first, Ed worked at Tom's chair factory, learning all he could. Then he bought his own furniture company. He wanted to furnish himself with a real fortune. Soon the brothers were competing. Ed made chairs too, but refused to sit around like Tom. In fact, Ed went on a factory buying spree and built an empire. Perhaps you know the two brothers by their last name, Broyhill. Today, Broyhill Furniture has a very big financial cushion. With the Success Journal, I'm Chris Whitting.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's 1110 here at Q92. Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92 KLQP-FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And on a gorgeous Thursday morning, Paul Ramo here in the studio, and Dwayne's over at in the Dawson shop, right, Dwayne?
I sure am.
Yeah, beautiful day again.
Oh, it really is, and there's a little breeze out there, so it's warm and little breeze, and good time to get something done out there.
I had someone in the office this morning says their garden has just exploded because of the heat.
Oh, you know, we had a little moisture, so that helped. And then the heat. We went down to the baseball game down in Milroy the other night, and on the way back, I was riding with Dick Berglund, and I said, I think that corn has grown 2 inches since we came down here.
Yep.
It did.
I know. I noticed the corn down by Milroy and Marshall area, too. Wow. It's
growing.
Fast. It'll be over knee-high by 4th of July.
I think by June 4th.
Yeah. Is that a thing anymore, a knee-high corn?
I think if you have knee-high corn on the 4th of July, it's way behind.
Yep.
I think it's the 4th of June.
Right. It's unbelievable. June next week already, isn't it?
I know. And you know, once that corn gets started, it really grows like crazy.
Yep.
Same way with the garden.
Yep, yep. All right. Well, another garden show here. And Dwayne, I posted on our KLQP Facebook page the plant of the week.
Did you see those pictures, Paul?
Yes, they're beautiful.
They're absolutely gorgeous. I put, it's called the queen of the garden. It's a peony, okay? Or peony. And the ones that were pictured there are called Japanese tree peonies. And they come in all different colors, and it's not really a tree, but it's a stalked plant, so it looks like a shrub. But the flowers on there are just, you know, they're 8-9 inches across, and they're absolutely beautiful. The only problem is they don't last real long.
No.
But Japanese tree peony, if you don't have one of those, if you have a hot spot, great what, place to have a...
What colors do they come in?
Well, the ones there were purple, and there's yellow, and we have an orange one, which is new, if you want to try something different. They come in white and red with white stripes, and that's the ones that we carry. There's a lot of other ones, too. So.
Okay. Peonies, you said.
Really neat. Peonies, and if we're talking about peonies, the garden peonies are peonies that we have. You know, that grandma planted are just going to start blooming too, and those are always cool, and they're a bigger bush. And then there's a Memorial Day peony that also is called a fern leaf peony, and it's red, and a lot of it was planted out at the cemeteries and stuff, but has really cool foliage, and that's a cool one too.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different varieties of peonies.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, they are. They're gorgeous. Yeah. Got to have some of them. They're very, very hardy, too.
All right, go pick some up at Heather today.
There you go. Good idea, Paul.
Hey, we're going to open up our phone lines once again for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call right now at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with any lawn or garden question that you might have, and Dwayne will answer it for you. Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week, then?
Well, I think it's kind of a double one, is that it got hot really fast, okay? It got into the 90s, and, you know, less than a week before that, it was freezing out. Then all of a sudden, it got hot, and then we had those windy days, and that kind of put a toll on a lot of our plants. Lucky we had a little rain to help with that. So my concern is, if you have some plants that look like they're under stress, maybe need to get out there and water them a little bit and put a little fertilizer on there so you have a healthier plant to withstand those conditions that we're having.
Mm-hmm. We put some flowers out at the cemetery over Memorial Weekend, and I couldn't, you know, my wife goes out there and waters it every other day. It should have been every day.
Well, with that 90-degree heat, then a lot of those plants were used to it. But so, you know, we did that too. We put out a lot of plants for people, and then Betty and the girls went and collected them, and then we offer the service, and we take those planters and bring it up to the nursing home, and then the nursing home can use it for the whole year. So
right.
Double use.
There you go. You've done that the last few years, haven't you?
Done that for many, many years.
Yeah, that's a great, great idea.
One of my scariest stories is we used to do that, and we used to have a lot of them, and one year we were doing it in the dark, putting these planters out, and one of the graves, when I was walking across it, collapsed.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, and I went up to my knees, and oh. Ooh, that got the heebie-jeebies going.
Don't do that.
Okay. Nope, you don't want to do that anymore. Nope. So we go out in the day now.
All right, let's once again, our phone lines are open at 320-598-7301. We talked mostly about evergreen trees last week for the whole show, and that was interesting, though, wasn't it? I had a few comments about that.
Yep, and, you know, I've been talking all week about evergreen trees, so if you do have evergreen problems, we have a good solution for it. So don't be afraid to call me, and we can continue the conversation.
All right, let's... from our listeners here. Go ahead.
Well, our questions that we have, if you want to read them there.
Yeah. This is an interesting question. I never thought about this before. But this person was, we're talking and wants to know, are ants beneficial to the soil? Are ants beneficial to the soil?
You know.
Good question.
Have you thought about that before?
No, never thought about that before.
You know what? Ants are very beneficial. I know some people don't like them, but, you know, they have quite an extensive tunnel system in the ground, and that helps aerate the soil and loosens the soil up, okay? So that's one of the things. And the other things, being a soil insect, that they actually help break up the nutrients in the soil and provide that nutrient for the plants to use.
Hmm.
So kind of a double thing, aerating the soil and helping breaking up the minerals in the soil.
They carry a lot of stuff too, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
To build their whatever they're doing,
their nest and tunnel system,
yeah.
And that way they're probably very useful. But at a picnic, I don't think we need them.
Yeah, no, or in our kitchen.
Or in our kitchen.
Them little ants. Oh my goodness, they can
leave them
a
outside,
problem.
And they can do their thing out there, and that way they are useful.
So ants are beneficial to the soil, then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're good aerators. I'd say that's one of the biggest things with their tunnels. That's helping breaking the soil structure apart, which is what we need. Mm-hmm. And, providing minerals to the plants.
That just got me thinking, how about worms and other
if you have worms in your lawn or garden, that's a definite sign that you're doing things right. That means you have healthy soils. Worms is a good sign that you're doing things right.
Good. It's good to know.
You're learning lots today.
I am. All right. Here, next question from one of our... They just wanted to know, do you think windy conditions this spring really hurt early gardening planting?
Definitely. You know, it dried out the soil, but also that wind actually cut off some plants, maybe not a lot, but... It also cut off the plants. But here's another learning thing. A lot of these corn stalks that were blowing in that wind, the corn husks,
yep,
had been sprayed with a pre-emergent, okay? That means a pre-emergent weed preventer, okay? A lot of that spraying had been done before that wind. And when you got all these corn husks in your yard or around your plants or in your garden, especially, it could prevent some of those seeds from germinating.
Okay.
So that's just a little different thought that's probably way out there, but that was the case. And I've been picking corn husks out of my yard like crazy.
Yeah, I was traveling to Marshall when it was really windy once, and all it was corn husks just blowing all over the place.
It was nuts.
Yep.
And that one day that it was blowing that dust, I mean, we had dust storms. I couldn't imagine living through the 30s and having years of dust storms like that.
Here's a question from one of our listeners. I have dead spots this year in my lawn, just, you know, half a foot wide or whatever, and they weren't there last year. What's going on?
Well, some of those dead spots could could have been crabgrass in those areas last year, and then annual grasses die out, okay? And so you have bare spots in there if it was really bad. I have some bare spots. I think having an open winter and some of the grasses died out. So what I would definitely do is, you know, rake those areas if they're just little spots and get some grass seed in there. And then I'd like to encourage you to use our Biomentum lawn care solution, and that'll give them a perk. I gave some to a guy the other day. He's having a hard time getting his lawn going, and I see it on my way home. And he sprayed it with that, and his lawn's green now.
Yep, just like my lawn.
That's like Paul Ramo's lawn.
Hey, okay, another question here. We're talking about soil earlier, and they want to know, how does Western Minnesota soils differ from other parts of the state, Duane?
Well, you know, we even have unique soils different than other places, and we also, it varies from town to town around here, too. But what we have is called high alkaline soils, which, you know, if you're up north, you have acetic soils, which is tree country, and we're definitely on grass country, okay? That means it grows grass as well, grows corn well, okay, because corn is a grass. High alkaline soils, so some of our plants that we try to plant, like trees and some of our gardens, like more of a neutral to slightly acetic soil. And so by putting on different types of fertilizers that will change that, will help your garden. So our soils are definitely different than, especially in our western Minnesota, because high alkalinity, even higher than even southern Minnesota. So be concerned about it's called the pH of your soil.
Yeah. I've always heard around here that it's the best farmland in the state around here. That's what I've heard over the years anyway. Is that right?
I think we have great farmland. Some people call it Lacaparo gumbo, because we do have slightly heavier soils in some places in the state. If you can have a sandy loam, I would say that's part of the best soil. And that's probably a little farther south, like down in that Milroy country.
Right.
Can't get much better. And Iowa, that's not in our state. But.
Yep. Okay. Well, you got another phone call, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a couple minutes left here. Tell us what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral and Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Oh, busy, busy, busy with greenhouse stuff. A lot of people are planting their gardens and flowers now because, you know, it wasn't that long ago. It was cold out. Now it got hot, so people are definitely planting. So greenhouse is very, very active. We go through all those holidays, and we finally get through Mother's Day and Memorial Day. So at Heather, we're starting to get our landscaping started and get that done. So if you have any landscaping plans, or that's what we got, our high school crew, you know, that comes after, or college crew, so we have time to get some of those things now. So
okay.
Landscaping and greenhouse is what we're busy with.
I notice Randy over there, Monty's got a lot of trees too.
Yep, we got a lot of trees. We do a lot of planting of trees and a lot of shrubs, a lot of neat perennials. We got some cool different ones this year, so if you need to look at some perennials, one of my favorites, and we have some gorgeous ones here, is called Sun King Amaralia. If you don't have one of those yet in your yard, you should have that along with this Japanese tree peony.
Okay. All right. Real good, Duane. A good show again. Informative.
Well, I hear you're going to go do volleyball, and I'm going to a track meet.
That's right. Track and Pipestone today.
Yeah. Well, it should be fun.
All right. Thanks,
everybody,
Duane.
Enjoy their day, and stop at Heather if you need some plants.
All right. Will do. Thanks, Duane.
You bet. Have a great day.
Yeah. Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral and Greenhouse, another garden show.
Listening to Q92 KLQP in Madison, Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz signed the final bills of the legislative session on Wednesday. They included the $1.2 billion bonding bill. The funding